The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
You can settle into your meditation posture. Noticing the body. Tuning into what it's like right now in the body. Maybe you're noticing the sitting posture. Noticing the contact points of the body with the surface beneath it. Noticing the breath going in and out of the belly and the chest. Maybe noticing other experiences in the body. Discomfort or relaxation. Softness or hardness. Temperature. Maybe you're noticing mind states as well. Thoughts, emotions, or feelings. This wide range of experiences that pops up and falls away again. And we can kind of relax and sit back and just notice what it is that draws our attention and that might fade again and something else might be more prominently present. It's kind of this dance of things arising and passing, experiences, to any of the sense doors. Some of those experiences might be pleasant. We might want them. It's okay if they're there. Some might be unpleasant. It's not so okay. We want to push them away. We want to pull something else into our experience. can notice, is there anything that needs to be different right now? It should be different. And if there's anything that you want different, then it is. And you can also maybe tune into what effect it has if things need to be different than they are. Maybe it's uncomfortable, unpleasant. Certain degree of suffering might be present if things need to be different than they are. The reality is that things are the way they are right now. Every time we push or pull at experience, every time we want it to be different, a little bit of suffering might arise, a little bit of uncomfortableness, dissatisfaction. It's just to notice, just to be aware. Not to change it necessarily, but just notice this pattern of wanting it to be different. And then the uncomfortableness or unpleasantness or the suffering that comes with that. And this way we'll learn and grow from the experience of wanting things to be different than they are, just by observing. We'll continue in silence for a while. for the last few minutes of the meditation. You can tune into the fact that we've taken the time to meditate today. We carved out this time, this morning, this afternoon, or this evening to sit and be with whatever experiences arise. To open to our inner world. And maybe there can be a little bit of gratitude for ourselves that we've taken this time. Or an acknowledgement of the wholesomeness for doing this. We can also extend the gratitude to all of us here, present in the Zoom room, because of all of the others. Can we meditate together? Benefit from the community? Maybe you can send a wish. Well-wishing wish for ourselves and others. And maybe I'll be happy. From the heart center in the middle of your chest, you can send this wish to yourself and others. And maybe I'll be happy. And maybe I'll reap the benefits of this practice. We can also extend to those who might be listening to the recording. May they also be happy. May they also reap the benefit of this practice. And then we can extend to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be happy. And may they all reap the benefit of their practice, whatever practice they might be doing. And then we can share the goodness and the wholesomeness, the benefits from our practice. With all beings. May all beings benefit from our practice, from the goodness and the wholesomeness that arises from practice. May it contribute to their well-being and their happiness and freedom, just like it contributes to ours.